Tobacco was once a $16 million a year industry in Vernon, La Crosse, Monroe, and Richland counties. But an influx of cheap imported tobacco wiped out the market for Wisconsin tobacco over the course of the 1980s and 90s. University of Wisconsin Extension agent Tim Rabine says acreage in southwest Wisconsin was just a fraction of what it used to be by 1999.
In 1980, there were over 650 acres of tobacco, going down to a low of 280 acres. That's a reduction of nearly $15 million that just totally disappeared from the local economy.
So 5 years ago, Rabine started looking around for a new crop for tobacco farmers to grow. He considered echinacea, cut flowers, and other crops, but he finally settled on grapes. He says the raw resources for both crops are almost the same, so it would be an easy transition. Also in recent years, Rabine says a plant breeder in northern Wisconsin has developed varieties of grapes that could withstand Wisconsin winters and produce quality wines.
We may not ever be able to challenge the vinifera grapes of California, but I think if you talk to individuals in the wine industry, that some of his varieties are a very good rival.
This year, the first grapes in the project are being harvested. Wine grapes are selling for as much as $1,000 a ton. Farmers in the area are also growing grapes for eating and for juice. A full-blown grape industry is expected to blossom in Wisconsin in just a few years. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.